unleashing the quarterback.
Half a minute, no timeouts. Daniels throws down the sideline for Terry McLaurin. McLaurin is loose. Lightning strikes twice in Washington.
Yeah, that was Terry McLaurin's 86-yard catch on the move and run, baby. And he ran Forrest Run all the way to the end zone. Unfortunately, as usual, the field goal kicker would screw things up after that and cost the Commanders a loss. But that's okay. That's a whole nother different discussion that we will have. Welcome back, everyone, on Terry McLaurin Day, August the 25th, 2025, should now hereforth be known as Terry McLaurin Day. Because Terry's back. And that's all that matters. Ultimately, that's all that matters. Like, we can discuss the semantics. We can discuss the path. We can discuss your feelings. And they can still be negative. Fine. It's okay. But Terry's back. And if you're a Commanders fan, right? And if you're a Jaden Daniels fan, if you're a Commanders fan, if you're a fan of exciting football, this is good. However we got here is whatever. But this is good. And you might say this is great. I don't know if you could say this is the best day of your life. That's on you. Not the best day of my life. But that's on you. But this is good. This is very good. I mean, it can be great. We'll have to see. We have limited information. And for everybody saying, oh, see, I told you so, Terry would never. Listen, a lot had to happen to get here. A lot had to happen. This was not an easy negotiation. This was not a fake. This was not a fraud. This was not a media creation. I know you guys want to blame the media as quickly as you can. Especially those of you of a certain political persuasion. I understand that. I get it. This was not the media's fault. Nothing. This was two sides who saw value very, very differently and had to come to some sort of compromise. That's it. But Terry's back. Let's get out to the phones and talk to you and get you aboard in the show. Let's try and see if my thing is going to work here, AMAC. I have no idea if it will, but let's try together. Let's get to EJ in D.C. No, it's not working. We're off to a great start on this Monday. Line two is EJ. What's up, EJ?
Hey, yes, Larry Rooster. How you doing?
How are you, pal?
I just want to let you know that I just think y'all owe Terry McLaurin's agent apology, because I heard show after show, y'all was on them shows talking about Terry McLaurin's agent is a dummy. He giving them bad advice. He don't know what he's doing. He in over his head and all that. And they had to disrespect that man and probably don't know him from nowhere. And couldn't just say it was a negotiation.
Let me ask you this. Did you hear me calling him a dummy? Because I don't recall calling him a dummy.
I
would say he probably gave him some bad advice. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I believe that.
How was he getting bad advice? You act like Terry McLaurin.
By requesting a trade, sitting out, holding out.
That's what everybody does.
Doesn't mean it's right, EJ.
But this ain't
if
the
Terry
first time
McLaurin
it
has
in
a brain, then Terry McLaurin has a brain, and he could have told Buddy Baker, "Hey, no, I ain't doing it." Or Buddy Baker could have said, "You know
why
what? Just because everybody's doing it, why don't we do it a different way?"
Why would he?
Why not?
Why would he?
Why not?
The precedent has been set. When what's name did it for Cleveland? He said, I ain't playing for them no more. Michael Parsons is doing it right now.
Think about how foolish that makes you look. Think about how foolish that ultimately makes you look.
Business is done.
No, it makes you look foolish. You don't think Myles Garrett looks like a fool? Of course he does.
He got $96 million. We don't know how the whole total number. He got what he thought he was worth.
I'm happy for him.
That's what he did.
I'm happy for him. There's a million ways to accomplish that.
Out there, all the people that was out there saying, Terry not that good, he not this, he not that. Now, we got to call him out. But all I'm saying is, let business be business, man. Stay out of people's business.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. You heard what the linebacker said. He said, sometimes the best football business is minding your business.
Yeah, sometimes. I'll mind my business about the six-string offensive line. I don't have a choice but to talk about Terry McLaurin in a hostile contract negotiation. I have no choice.
Yeah, that's what it was. And why couldn't it just be that?
I don't know. I can't speak for Buddy Baker. I can't speak for Terry McLaurin. We're more than happy for them to speak. Well, you have all the answers, EJ. So I guess you're right.
I'm just saying what y'all say.
Right, okay. Thank you, EJ. Appreciate you. EJ has all the answers. How dare we talk? Now, listen, if anybody called Buddy Baker stupid or a moron and an idiot, that's too far. That did not come from this show. I can't control everything, but that did not come from this show. Nor did we call the Commanders, nor did we call Terry McLaurin. I mean, I had mixed feelings, divided feelings. I think most people did. But I heard a lot of the Terry rhetoric. I mean, a lot of the Buddy Baker rhetoric. That's fans that are angry, that don't know how to process anything, that don't know that it's business. And sometimes it is personal. And in ways, this spilled to be personal. That's okay. It's all right. Sometimes that happens in life. Not everything is peaches and cream. Not everything is just, hey, shut up, keep yourself out of it, and don't have an opinion. Don't have a thought. Be a pre-programmed robot. Be devoid of emotion. That's not really the way it works, guys. It's not really the way it works. I mean, if Terry would have missed games, if Terry would have missed any more time, you don't think his teammates would be like, really? A little side eye? All of his teammates that are supportive would have been like, really? You're going to do this? You're under contract? They're offering you that? Where's your commitment? Where's your buy-in? Now nobody has to worry about that. But the notion that the media and fans that were worried are the bad guys here, that's not fair. If you want to point the finger at anybody that called Buddy Baker an idiot, a clown, whatever, okay. I mean, listen, sometimes emotion runs hot. Words that are probably not the smartest to say get said. I know that's happened to me. But that being said, it's okay to have an opinion. It's okay to have a thought. It's okay to ask questions. It's okay to wonder. And it's okay to have emotional feeling. That's what sports ultimately brings. Emotional feeling. It's not the same as a soup can label or a tray of cookies with a brand, right? There's emotion attached here. There's emotion to the teams. There's emotion to the players. There's emotion to money. And the fans, and winning and losing. Emotion, emotion, emotion. EJ's mad that everybody was upset. EJ has a right to be mad. I think to blame it on the media, to blame it on fans, I think it's more fans and some media, quite honestly, don't understand. just don't get how it works. 301-230-0980. We'll take a timeout. We'll do a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980. We will get back to your calls in just a flash right here on this Monday on the Team 980.